your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Joanna Earle.
Vigils have taken place in Kent as Nepal's Prime Minister warns the death toll from the earthquake could reach 10,000. Meantime, the United Nations says 1.5 million people are in need of food aid. Nicola's got details for the update.
3 days after the quake struck, the army commander in the capital, Kathmandu, says 90% of the city's population is living in tents. Gurkha engineers from Maidstone flew to the country last night, taking shelter kits and solar lanterns. Meantime, hundreds of people have gathered for a vigil in Folkestone, which has a large Nepalese community. Dan Gurung organised it and says so many people have been affected by the disaster.
Every single member, those who are living in this town, they have their home and family back home in Nepal. As I know, some of families, they already lost their families altogether.
Later, the Disasters Emergency Committee will launch an appeal to raise money for survivors. Folkestone's mayor is Alan North.
There's a certain feeling of helplessness because they're thousands of miles away and you can't do something tangible. You can't go and jump in and get your hands dirty to help them. The best we can do is put our hands in our pockets to provide some money.
In Maidstone, volunteers have collected more than 120 sleeping bags, blankets and tents, as well as clothes and food. Abhishek Joshi had only booked flights to travel to Nepal last Friday.
Obviously, the next day on Saturday, the tragedy happened, and because of that, all my priorities have changed, and now I'm looking to go volunteering in Nepal and see if I can go and help the cause.
The DEC appeal, fronted by Joanna Lumley, will be broadcast tonight.
This is KMFM News.
In the past few minutes, a Gillingham woman's been jailed for 16 years for her role in the death of a professional gambler at his home in London. 56-year-old Mehmet Hassan was targeted after being spotted flashing a roll of £50 notes at a casino. Leona Granger, who's 25 and from Balmoral Road, was found guilty of manslaughter. Two men have been convicted of murder. Two people have been taken to hospital following a serious crash in Ashford. Emergency services were called to the scene along Bad Munster Rifle Road, southbound, just after 10:30 this morning, following the smash involving two cars. As you heard in the travel, there are delays in the area. The extent of the driver's injuries are not yet known. A man's been charged with the murder of a Kent student in Yorkshire. 20-year-old Billy Mankelow from Tunbridge was found with head injuries near to Leeds train station in the early hours of Saturday and died in hospital the next day. A 31-year-old man from the city has been remanded in custody after appearing in court.
KMFM News.
Parents are being warned not to feed their babies any solids until they're at least 6 months old to prevent childhood obesity. One in four admit giving them food to complement breastfeeding at around 3 to 4 months is against NHS advice. New research on weaning is due to be presented later. Bridget Bellingham from the British Nutritional Foundation says parents shouldn't give up with vegetables either.
The important thing is to realise that actually it may take 5 to 10 times of trying that food for the child to like it. So it's really worth persevering because we know that getting exposed to vegetables at that early age can influence what that child likes to eat later on.
Now, with just over a week until voters go to the polls at the general election, we're continuing to visit every Kent constituency to find out your key concerns. Today we're hearing from voters in Tunbridge and Morling.
I've never seen a policeman on the street or even a community officer walking around the street.
The NHS, and I used to work in the NHS, and I think it's a dreadful muddle.
Parking, just too many cars, lots of old houses, so they've got no parking.
Details of the candidates there and our video guide to the area are at kentdecides.co.uk. And the ventriloquist Keith Harris, who entertained children with his psychic puppet Duck Orville, has died. The 67-year-old had been suffering from cancer.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Football and Bournemouth have effectively guaranteed promotion to the Premier League. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, their 3-0 win over Bolton last night means they'd need a 19-goal swing to go against them on the final day of the regular championship season to deny them a place in the Premier League. Manager Eddie Howe says it's safe to say they're up.
Well, I'm an eternal pessimist, but it would take some Sam blow up from this position not to make it. I mean, obviously we have a game to play and we want to finish on a high. It's been that kind of season. We want to finish off well.
Cricket, and England are set to name a young and experimental one-day squad this afternoon as they try to move on from a disappointing World Cup. Most of the players involved in the current test tour of the West Indies won't be included for the one-off game against Ireland in Dublin. Meantime, it's day three of Kent's second game of the season in the County Championship. They've travelled to take on Lancashire, who were bowled out for 444 in their first innings yesterday. Kent are back in bat after finishing their first innings earlier on 252. They're currently on 27 for no wickets.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.